Hi, hello, good morning. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And just to make sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American?
African American.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote? Chances 50-50? Or you're not going to vote?
I will vote.
So you're definitely going to vote. Thank you.
Yes.
And what is your age?
My age is 81.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10. So if you say 10, you're extremely motivated, 5, somewhat motivated, and 0, not at all motivated. Any number from 0. Sorry?
First one.
10?
I will vote.
So you're very motivated. I understand.
Most motivated.
Now, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely? Somewhat closely? Not
somewhat
too
close.
Somewhat closely. Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Is that a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Some satisfied.
So, okay. Now, when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? We have a few options here. We have the COVID pandemic, Republicans in Congress, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, the Federal Reserve rising interest rates, or the Biden administration and their policies?
I'm going to say the COVID.
Okay, COVID, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that want their member of Congress to focus on. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that's a very important issue. 5, somewhat important, and 0, not important at all. So here goes the first issue and concern. Making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes. How important do you think that is from 0 to 10?
Oh, that's number 1.
Okay, so that's extremely important, so that would be a 10. The higher you go, the more important it is. Thank you.
Okay.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. How important do you think that is?
10.
Thank you. Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected. How important do you think that is?
10.
Thank you. Making college more affordable.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Ooh, Lord, you know that one, 10.
Improving K-12 education.
10.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a little. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means you're in the middle, not too cold, not too hot. And 0 means you find them very cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Let's start with the first one. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
0.
Thank you. The NAACP.
Oh, somewhat.
So from 0 to 100.
Oh, I'll say 50.
50, right in between. Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries.
Never heard of, not about him.
Okay, thank you. The Republican Party, from 0 to 100.
0.
Okay. Barack Obama.
100.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
100.
Thank you. Planned Parenthood?
I'm going to say 100.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm going to say 100.
100, okay. All right, let's move forward here. All right, so I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Colonel West, who would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Somewhat worried.
Thank you. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office, all other things being equal. Please tell me which candidate would you or you are most likely to support. Is it candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable? Or B, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy?
I would say B.
Okay. Is that somewhat more you or much more?
Much more.
Much more. You said B, someone who is elected to U.S. Senate, right, that will fight more health care, more affordable. Make
yeah.
Health. Yes, okay. So that was much more. Now, have you read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Like some.
And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
What'd you say the first one was?
I'm sorry. And has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration, will that make you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable towards him.
Much more or somewhat more favorable?
More, somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, let me go back and put somewhat more favorable. Okay. I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. So here's the first one. Cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not important at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. Made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID. Very, somewhat, not important, or not at all?
Very.
Okay. Created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white, and nearly 60% are women, the most ever. Is that very important, somewhat? Not very,
very
important.
Very important.
Expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse.
That's somewhat.
Somewhat important. Okay. All right. Now that you have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again. Do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat. But I say somewhat.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others given for why it's important to vote in the 2024 elections. Please rate each using a scale of 0 to 10. So 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 somewhat convincing, and 0 not convincing at all. So, the first one. When we come together, our vote has power. Sometimes it isn't always clear how voting helps us. But when Joe Biden puts the first African-American woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it's because of your vote. Your vote did that. When Democrats established Juneteenth as a federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that too. Your vote led to a $6 billion new investment into historically black colleges and the banning of chokeholds by federal agents. Your vote has tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change and protect your community. Your vote can do that too. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans are focused on rolling back our rights and controlling our bodies. They've appointed judges to overrun Roe versus Wade, pushing a national ban on abortion and even trying to ban things like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an attack on women's health, but it's also an assault on our freedoms to make choices for ourselves and control our bodies. We need to vote to ensure we can determine our own futures. How important do you think that is? Or how convincing do you think that is?
I'm going to say 0.
0. Got you. All right. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means extreme. 10, yes. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
That's what they were saying about the tax and you got the right to vote and all of that.
The right to vote. Thank you. Thank you. Perfect. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Apple News. Have you used it? No.
No.
Instagram?
No.
Snapchat?
Yes.
Twitter?
Yes.
TikTok?
Yes.
Facebook?
Yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The 10th.
Thank you.
And then I went back and got my GED.
Okay, perfect. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
No, some considerate.
Okay. Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Well, I don't have no white neighbors. No, I don't.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Yes, they were born in the United States. They were born in the United States.
Oh, okay. So they were not born out of the United States?
No.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Well, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much. I hope you have yourself a great rest of your Saturday.
Likewise.
Take care. Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.